I ask people all over this country to do one thing. Come out! Come out, America! Come out!
Next up is a song by Alex Dobkin called A Woman's Love. It's from her 1973 album, Lavender Jane Loves Women, one of the earliest openly lesbian albums. She is one of the pioneers of the women's music movement and is still active politically and musically. Fortunately, her first two albums have been reissued on CD. And after that song, I'm going to take you way back to 1928 to play one of the first openly lesbian songs.
She's a woman, I didn't think I loved her. So unexpected, we just stood and smiled. And I felt so fine, and it was so right inside. But how could I know turned aside, but softly and warmly it held me, because she's a woman, because she's a woman, she doesn't try to change me, she knows and understands a woman's way. So free to be what she sees in me. It's so easy to be her lover because she's a woman. I realize a woman's place is in my home, and I know we've always been in love, and so it will be for lives and because I'm a woman, a way was laid out for me. I always thought I need a man to love, and while the were as loving as they could be, there's no one can match her beauty. It's because she's a woman, and she feels so much the sweet touch of a thank you.
and busting women, cause I don't like no men. Wear my clothes up like a fan. Talk to the girl just like any old man. Say I do it. Ain't nobody called me. So got to prove it on me.
Okay, did you catch that line? Went out last night with a crowd of my friends. They must have been women because I don't like no men. That was Ma Rainey, singing one of the earliest openly lesbian songs from 1928, and she's often referred to as the mother of the blues. Before I get to my spotlight artist, I want to take a quick break to remind you that this is Queer Music Heritage, a part of Lesbian Gay Voices on KPFT Houston. Now please, give a listen to this. Tonight I'm honoring the duo Romanowski and Phillips. This group has always been special to me, as they were among the first openly gay artists that I became aware of. Their music was always fresh and full of humor, but they were also able to deal effectively with serious subjects. Ron Romanowski and Paul Phillips released their first album called I Thought You'd Be Taller in 1984, and from it I'm playing the Prince Charming Tango, and I'm following it with What Kind of Self-Respecting Faggot Am I? From their third album, Trouble in Paradise from 1986. Oh yes, I opened up this spot with a bit of Give Me a Homosexual from their emotional roller coaster album from 1988. Here are Romanowski and Phillips.
I met you on a rainy day, but the sun's been out since. And I knew from that moment that you were my prince. Funny how life is always a big surprise. I thought the man of my dreams would have blue eyes. And I thought you'd be taller, taller. I thought you'd be rich. I didn't think you'd be moody. And at times, such a bitch. I thought you'd be brilliant, a real Einstein. But you'd rather watch TV than challenge my mind. I thought you'd be happy and never complain. But you're so neurotic. You make me feel sane. I dreamt about you. Did you dream about me? You wore shining armor and you rescued me. Funny how dreams are not always as they seem. My handsome prince turned out to be more of a queen.
Not as romantic as I hoped you'd be.
As I hoped you'd be.
You never buy flowers. At least not for me.
We never go strolling or watch the sunset.
Or watch the sun.
We haven't made love outdoors since the night that we met. I thought you'd be athletic, with muscles for days. But I guess it don't matter, cause I love you the same.
La 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 la.
Do 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 do. Na 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 na.
But don't fear, my darling, 'cause you know it's you I adore. And I know you can't be blamed if at times you're a bore.
Olay.
Guess that I was destined to be the kind of guy who never really fits in and never keeps in time. So now I've started asking the question on my mind, what kind of self-respecting faggot am I? I moved to San Francisco. It seemed the place to be, but I'm not into disco, and bars intimidate me. My only can of Crisco is where it's supposed to be. What kind of self-respecting faggot am I? Don't own a single record by Barbara, Bette, or Judy. Heard of Betty Davis, but never saw her movies. Guess I'm irresponsible. It seems I've shirked my duty. What kind of self-respecting faggot am I? I don't read magazines like GQ. My hair's too long, my clothes are out of style. And when the conversation turns to Broadway shows, all I can do is sit and smile. I don't punch on Sundays, don't own a set of weights. I wouldn't dream of screwing till after several days. I know it's quite pathetic, I might as well be straight. What kind of self-respecting faggot am I?
Romanowski and Phillips released a total of 6 albums over a 10-year period. They are all available at the Lady Slipper website, as is the Alex Dopkin CD I played a track from earlier. Now, I don't mean my show to sound like a commercial for Lady Slipper, but there are just so few reliable sources for the music of gay and lesbian artists, and I do want the message to get across that some of the music I play is still available. I'm closing the show this month with a very powerful ballad sung by Dan Martin from a cassette called Human Being that he and his lover Michael Biello released in 1992. They write terrific songs and were founders of an organization called Out Music, which has branches in New York City and Philadelphia, designed to promote and encourage gay and lesbian artists. The song I picked has gone on to a life of its own, as it also appeared in an off-Broadway musical called L'Amour Bleu, starring Tom Bogdan. Tom's version of the song got him a nomination at the Gay and Lesbian American Music Awards, the Glammas, last month, and I got to hear him sing it there. But I'm playing the original tonight. It's called You Don't Know Me. This is J.D. Doyle for Lesbian and Gay Voices on KPFT Houston, and I'll be back next month with a special Gay Pride installment of Queer Music Heritage. And as promised, here is Dan Martin and You Don't Know Me.
I go to work each morning. I have a job uptown. I ride the F, then A train, reading the New York Times. I wear the proper colors. I laugh at all the jokes. Friendly with everybody. I go to lunch alone. Pack up at 5 o'clock. I say goodnight and walk away.
Not know me. You think you do.
I'm J.D. Doyle, and I'm here on the fourth Monday of each month to bring you a half hour devoted to our culture's music. I plan to cover a lot of territory in terms of years and types of music. Mostly, I just don't think gay and lesbian music of the past should be forgotten. And I try to give a little information about the music and artists as I go. As this is Gay Pride Month, all of this show is devoted to songs about Stonewall. There were quite a few songs on this subject, and I'm not even able to play half of the ones in my collection in this short time, but I think I've picked some of the best. In 1994, to commemorate the 25th anniversary of Stonewall, Tom Wilson Weinberg issued a 5-song CD of songs he wrote. I played a song by Tom on my March show, but on this CD, he doesn't sing any of them. Instead, other artists are featured, and quite nicely. I start with a song called Before Stonewall by the New York City Gay Men's Chorus Chamber Choir, and then change the pace with Bricks and Bottles by Jan Tilley.
There was a time before liberation when all the witches were mad and moonstruck, when shrinking and shocking and mocking were rife. We still found each other, the ones in the light. There was a time before demonstrations, when queens and fairies were shy and fearful. We ran and we hid from the fist and the knife.
Do you know Dorothy? Do you have the time?
Have you got a light, dear?
Change or die?
Do you come here often?
I see what you mean.
I know a tavern where we won't be seen.
There was a time before celebration when all my sisters were ghosts and shadows. Every femme had a butch, every husband a wife. And we still found each other, the ones in the light. Do you know Dorothy? Do you have the time? Have you got a light, dear? Change for a dime. Do you come here often? I see what you mean. I know a tavern where we won't be seen. There was a time back before Stonewall. We heard the jokes and we joined. And we passed and avoided the strife. But we still found each other, the ones in the light. We still found each other. Thank you.
those songs were from the CD Don't Mess With Mary from 1994. The next song is one I especially like. I not only like it musically, but because it represents how far-reaching the effect of Stonewall was. It was written by a folk singer from Australia named Peter Hicks in 1993. I was just amazed to learn that an artist on the opposite side of the world would be so moved by an event here that happened when he was probably just a child. The song is called Stonewall 69, and please excuse that we're going to have to edit out a couple words Peter used that just are not ready for radio.
Night way back in 69, when the cops set out to have themselves a real good smashing time. With guns and batons oozing hate, they piled into their cars, and they rode off to the village to drive the gays out of their bars. Their first stop was at Stonewall like a dozen times before. They chose it cause the people there were all so kind of poor. Puerto Ricans, blacks and whites in that cellar bar run down. It was a place they'd come to call their own in their corner of that town. Okay, you men, let's get them fags. The cop was big and mean. Now I've seen some cops, but man, this one was the ugliest I've seen. With loaded guns and batons drawn, the cops launched their attack. Then a voice rang out, you pigs, this time we're fighting back. Here a voice rang out, pigs, this time we're fighting back. Stood up bravely for their cause. Yes, we remember Stonewall and that New York summer night, when our people show that we can win if we stand up for our rights. They still attack us with their lies and abuse us cause we're gay. But we're never being driven back, we're proud we're here to stay. No, we're never being driven back, we're proud we're here to stay. No, we're never being beaten back, we're out. Here to stay.
Was not there, but I remember.
stonewalling. But tonight, score a big different. Dykes and fags fighting strong against the long arm of the law. They were bound and determined to take no more. And they fought for two nights for their basic human right to be free, to be loved, and give love to who they like. They were paving the way for every lesbian and gay that was young and sleeping safely. Was not there, but I remember Stonewall. They were fighting through the night. They were fighting for their rights. They were fighting for us. They were fighting for. From my sisters and brothers for me. And no, I was not there, but I will always remember Stonewall, my people fighting through the night in sacrifice and struggle for a future generation. I was not there, but
Peter Hicks with Stonewall 69, and I followed it with Melinda DeMaio singing Remember Stonewall. I played one of her songs on my April show called Les Be Friends, and they are both from her delightful 1994 cassette called Dyke Dramas. I like her song Remember Stonewall because it pays tribute to the efforts towards gay rights of those who came before us. I want to take a quick break to remind that this is Queer Music Heritage, a part of Lesbian Gay Voices on KPFT Houston. I've got time for two more Stonewall songs, and they are among my favorites. The first is by Jalen Ricks. His name is spelled J-A-L-L-E-N. Last name is R-I-X. That's an uncommon name, but he's a very talented artist. And he's just come out with a very good new CD called Time on a Chain. And you can find out more about him and hear sound clips of his music at his website at www.ricksarts.com. And Ricks Art is R-I-X-A-R-T-Z. The song I've chosen by him is called I Saw Jesus Down at Stonewall, from his 1995 CD, The Sacred and the Queer, and there's even a video of it you can order from his site. As I mostly play older songs on my show, much of the material is no longer available, so I like to let people know when the music still can be found. Here is Jalen Ricks.
Church bells are ringing, the members wear their best. In the pews they are waiting for their holy guest. And the pastor knows his sermon, the choir stands in rows. There's a sense that something's missing, 'cause the guest of honor never showed. I saw Jesus down at Stonewall. That's the place we finally met. I saw love can grow where you least expect. I can hear our conversation. I can feel our hearts unfold. What would churches think that the Christ has come?
Song for this show is by an artist who goes by the name of Worm. In the fine print of a CD, it says his name is Jimmy Worm, but only his last name appears on the cover. This song is also from 1995 and is called Stonewall. And is from his CD, I Pledge. I think a CD is out of print, but if you ever see it, you should grab it, as it's filled with very good and very out material. He is way out of the closet with his lyrics, just the kind of stuff I love. This is J.D. Doyle for Lesbian and Gay Voices on KPFT in Houston, finishing up my Gay Pride show, and I'll be back next month with another installment of Queer Music Heritage. And now here's Worm singing Stonewall.
Shout out, you just might get your message heard. Stonewall, Dorothy's gone with the ruby shoes. Ain't nothing left to lose over this rainbow. Stonewall, bull dykes are in control. Drag queens are on a roll. Deliverance will follow. And even when strong enough to be heard. Stonewall.
my very soul. Repression takes its toll and I turn to you. Stonewall, you're giving me strength to win. Let the battling begin, our rainy days are through. And even if I'm pushed aside, even if I'm lost inside, they can tie my tongue and bind my feet. But this world will still remember Stonewall. Because no one knows the price I'd pay to be free. I'd sacrifice my love, I'd sacrifice you ever caring, sacrifice my blood. I feel that sweet, sweet freedom nearing. And even